Dr. Shane Ritty joins us. He is in the Hokianga today. Thanks for your time, Shane. Still got the old vaccination kaupapa front and centre, eh? Te nakwe.
Morena Dale. Hikoi tonu. Yes, I do still have the vaccination kaupapa in front of me up in one of the challenging areas of Northland. In fact, one of the lowest vaccination rates. And so we're here seeing what difference we can make.
What's your read there? Why so low? Vaccinations, eh? Don't like the government or don't like needles?
I think there's several things here. First of all, there's clearly access to services. This is quite remote here. Provision of good, high-quality information is a challenge. And I also think what I'm calling vaccine utu, which is, you know, that feeling that my lot in life is due to the institutions. And so this is the pushback against the institution. So I think it's that combination of things, Dale, actually.
Okay. Look, I just spoke with John Tamihere regarding the situation with the court case, and you'd probably be aware of that by now as well, Eho. So access to data seemingly guaranteed by this finding out of the High Court. What do you read into this and the long-term implications of Māori service providers having the same level of access as ministries the health sector? What are you reading into this finding?
So we've been supportive of Whanau Ora being more engaged, and so this is a good decision. What it needs to be bounded by is this is under urgency, so this is a good decision for the urgency we have with the pandemic. The balance that will need to be reached is where does that sit with the Privacy Act, which fundamentally says that you can gather information amongst other things. You can gather information for a stated purpose, but you need to go back and seek permissions if it's for another purpose. Now, that can be overridden, that can be trumped if there's urgency, and clearly this is urgency. So a good decision. I think that will convey some benefits. Good on John and his team for pursuing that. And what we need to figure out now is in potentially non-urgent, non-pandemic situations, what applies and how do we change the consent forms when information is gathered to let people reasonably and fairly know that in these circumstances, their information might be used for other purposes. That then tidies all of that up. But as it stands, honest decision here today, this should help improve the Māori vaccination rates.
Look, I know you've been out in the community trying to get people vaccinated, but I don't suppose you've been watching all the 1 o'clock briefings, the 4 o'clocks. Everyone is glued to the beehive, trying to find out about alert level lowering and the like. What are you taking from the daily beehive corridor, and what would you say an end goal? And also the sort of relative confusion, I guess, with, you know, you can meet outside but you can't share a toilet, all of this sort of stuff. Now, gyms, hairdressers, cafes, restaurants can open. It seems still a bit murky waters. What would you say of the messaging that we are receiving daily, and indeed the move down alert levels, Shane?
Well, several things. First of all, where was the messaging Saturday, Sunday, and indeed the last Saturday, Sunday? It seems like when there's bad news, they disappear. They're missing in action. We've had positive case up here in Northland that we've been desperate to know locations of interest. No fronting on Saturday, no fronting on Sunday. It seems like when it's good news story, they're the first to pull out the podium and wave the flag. But when things are getting tough and numbers are going up, they disappear. They're missing in action. And I know they're really angry here in Northland that we know so little about the locations of interest. We had to winkle out, or mapere. They've said loosely Kaitaia. Turns out it's Pukenui, which is 30 minutes north of Kaitaia. They're not at all happy here in the north that the rollout from the government has not been helpful for us to try and get our arms around locations of interest. So it just seems to be good news, the podium, let's all shout and cheer. Bad news, they disappear. And I don't think that's good. And I think the media announcements this week have been that they're pulling that back even further from what we've got used to. So it seems to be a media of convenience, which isn't good. I think with a view to the announcements, still very complicated. So we have the level system. We're now moving to steps and then eventually transition differentially across regions into traffic lights. That's all very complicated. I feel very sorry for the Auckland folks. They continue to do the heavy lifting in this outbreak. And they're looking today saying, well, what is the difference last week, this week, and potentially next week? Why can't we open up our retail premises this week? And so I know that's really hard for them. I understand that. Just hard to see a plan, a clear strategic plan that consistently maps the science. We were told it's all about the science, and that with these numbers, last week and the week before, we can't shift. It's the same numbers here today. In fact, you're projecting even more, and yet we're going down the levels. How do you explain that? You can't win it both ways. When it suits, claim the science, and when it doesn't suit, sort of don't claim anything. And I think what's happening here is that the social license the government has to abdicate our rights of association, our rights of travel, is continuing to wear away. This is actually why it's so important to have those media announcements to hold up trust and ask the questions. And I think what's happening here is we're now getting that balance between the science and the social license, and it's slowly eking itself away.
Thank you. And there has been a call by the National Party for a Royal Commission of Inquiry into the handling of the pandemic. Why is that important?
Oh, that's important because there are so many things here, so many questions that need answering. What we'd be looking to do is to say that when we get our next outbreak or the next response, we can do a better job. And the way to do that is to throw some light on all of the discussions. We've made the claim that we were late to purchase, that we didn't take up premiums. Show us that. Show us that information. We're happy to say, huh, you're actually right. Show us the Crown Law advice. Show us Ashley Bloomfield's advice every cabinet meeting, because the ministry are naturally risk averse. And I'm struggling to think that Ashley and his team have been comfortable with some of the decisions here. What we know from the outbreak last year, back in March, April, was that he offered dramatically different advice to what Cabinet then took on the day. These are the sort of things we need to see with a view to doing a better job next time. That's the purpose, understanding why we're here and doing a better job next time. That would be the purpose of a Royal Inquiry.